Well, there's always a candidate every election cycle who forgets about YouTube and says the stupidest thing possible in front of an iPhone. And they forget that that gets uploaded and transmitted to the world. And I think Bill Young is this year's victim of that. I don't think it's enough yet to put a warning alert out for Bill Young. I think he still has done so much for the community in terms of there's every building around here named the Bill Young this or the Bill Young that. And so I don't know if he is in trouble yet, but his Democratic opponent, Jessica Ehrlich, she certainly had a good day on Friday. Suddenly, there's a lot of eyes on Jessica Ehrlich, 38-year-old St. Petersburg resident, who has the backing of Minority Leader Steny Hoyer and had a private audience with President Barack Obama when President Obama was in town in Tampa about a week and a half ago. So there is going to be a little bit more focus on this race. That said, Bill Young's campaign is a machine. I looked at the numbers again today. When he ran against the popular local politician Charlie Justice in 2010, it was still a 65 to 35% victory for Young. If I'm Bill Young, though, I stay away from the iPhones. I stay away from YouTube. I just do just some door-to-door campaigning. I will say this about it, though. It looked as if it was more of an ambush than it was an innocent citizen coming off the street to ask Bill Young a question.
I was going to say, he's allegedly being kind of stalked by someone who, so a group of people who are kind of filming his every move, hoping to catch some kind of faux pas like this. Is it an indication of a guy like Bill Young maybe losing a step that he doesn't realize that people are out there gunning for him this way?
I think that you're right there. See, I saw Congressman Young at a private event about 3 weeks ago, and he was primetime Bill Young. People were coming up to him, wanting their picture taken with him. He was incredibly active and lucid, like a man half of his age. But I wonder if anyone who's 82 years old is fully aware of the technology that's out there. I know that Congressman Young took down his Facebook page several months ago because he was just overwhelmed with how negative the comments were on his Facebook page. And so there is a little bit of a Luddite personality, and that's to be expected with someone from a different generation. That said, yes, I think that he was being stalked or ambushed or what have you, but that's the name of the game right now. I don't expect any politician running, especially at the congressional level, to not be ready for an iPhone or a flip cam. George Allen, with his macaca moment, is the cautionary tale that we all have to worry about. There was a congressman last year that pretty much assaulted a young tracker. Trackers are now just part of the game, and Bill Young should have been ready for it.